Hey, Phil Vitellis here. Phil, what are your thoughts about this complicated issue?
I liked it the first time I saw it when they called it the Hunger Games. Aw, they got together. It's like, okay, whatever, but it's not going to last.
Yeah. How are you, Mr. Vitell?
I'm good, thank you.
Phil is the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. You can text right now or call 312-981-7200. You have a question or an observation, a critique maybe, or just a question about a restaurant in the Chicagoland area or the city of Chicago, 312-981-7200. You wrote about Santa Cielo?
Cielo.
What language is that? Italian?
It is Spanish. It is Spanish.
And you wrote
so
about...
So it is Cielo. You're right the first time. I'm wrong.
Julio and Rodrigo Cano,
mm-hmm.
Who have a bunch of restaurants. You say the new restaurant they've opened up is a fine dining restaurant whose globally inspired menu contains only vestiges of the cuisine that made the brothers successful.
Right.
Props to them. And then you wrote, good heavens indeed. I didn't get it.
Oh, I should have been more clear.
Well, I'm not multilingual.
Good heavens is the translation of Santo Cielo. It's idiomatic Spanish for good heavens. Literally, it would be Saint Sky, I guess. But
tempting was it to though then put in parentheses? You know, that
probably should have actually.
No, everybody got it. There's two kinds of people in the world: those for whom that line goes by. That would be me. And then there's those who are multilingual, get it, and love it. They love that they know it, and they get your point. So I wouldn't have dumbed it down for me.
And they and they like it because they know some people don't know.
Yeah, They have this air of superiority.
Whoops, I found an Easter egg.
So what's this restaurant all about?
It's all about them kind of stretching their culinary wings a little bit. All their previous restaurants have been kind of very casual Mexican restaurants. Torre Madre and Bien Trucha. Tacos were a big part of what they did. They made sensational tacos and continue to. But this time they signed up with a hotel, and they're doing the kind of elevated hotel dining that you might expect. And they have this wonderful property at the top floor of a hotel in downtown Naperville.
I'm glad that you're doing something outside the city. Or, you know, we should talk maybe more often about restaurants in Naperville.
Sure. Well, they've got an amazing restaurant scene there. A lot of them are second versions of restaurants that got established here, including Heaven on Seven. They have a store out there and things like that. But the level of support, the level of customer support for that dining scene in downtown Naperville is just astonishing. You'll spend the first 20 minutes finding a parking space in Naperville on a Saturday, Friday night, and especially when the weather's nice and people just gather along the Riverwalk and they'll have a little drink and they'll have some bites and they'll stay downtown. And yeah, it's...
So this is a good place to be, but the cuisine then is more American?
Here, yeah, it's they call it global. They're taking, they'll do a dish, and they'll do it in a Spanish style. They've been playing with more Asian ingredients. They have, I think I said something about it, the focus is the lack of focus. Yeah. I mean that's the whole point that you don't know what might be on the menu a month from now because they're just gonna do a pork belly with a fish sauce glaze with bok choy and Szechuan spiced vegetables. And then they have a dish called meat and potatoes, which is called actually meat and potatoes. They're just a steak and a very good potatoes on it. You know, those like multi-layer cream and butter cut.
Oh, yeah. Lyonnaise?
Sort of like that, except this is cheesier, so it's more like a potatoes Anna, more in the French vein.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. And, yep.
So this is called Santa...
Cielo.
Cielo. S-A-N-T-O. Santo. Cielo. C-I-E-L-O. And it's at the downtown Hotel Indigo in Naperville.
Mm-hmm.
In Naperville. Glass-enclosed beauty offering uninterrupted treetop vistas of the surrounding area, including glimpses of the DuPage River and, in the distance, the town's Millennium Carillon.
Yeah.
Sunsets are spectacular, you write. Boy, good for them. Good for the folks out there.
Yeah, they told me the original idea of the place as it was designed was a restaurant with a nice big outdoor patio of maybe 1,200, room for 1,200 people. And the brothers said, I got an idea. How about we have space for those people all year round?
Yeah, good idea.
Instead of 4 months. So then they came up with this glassed-in concept. And somewhere in Europe, they sourced these remarkable windows that are like three-panel windows going bottom to top instead of side to side. And the top two panels can retract into the lower area. So they can make it completely open air, and then the lower third of the window is essentially the rail. But there's nothing blocking the view.
I love restaurants that are doing that. Or they open up the garage door so that a place that's
exactly.
So four season is now a three season kind of room.
Right.
What a great feature if you've got it. It's 1:47 almost. Phil Vitale is here from the Chicago Tribune. There's also something coming up called the Food Bowl. You don't mean a bowl of food. You mean an event.
An event that's going to be stretched out over a month.
Okay. I want you to talk about that. And maybe you've got a question or comment. 312-981-7200. The restaurants you want to know about or tell us about. This is WGN. A couple of texts for Phil Vitale, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune. Phil, what's one of your favorite barbecue joints in the city?
I like Smoke Daddy a lot. I like Smoke, S-M-O-Q-U-E. Those are two of my favorites.
You've been to the new one over by Wrigley, right? Smoke Daddy?
I wrote about it, but it's just a copy of the original, so I have not stepped inside yet.
Assuming the menu is the same, though, thumbs up from you on that, though you haven't been to that location per se.
It's much bigger than the original. The original is just a little bitty thing on Division
Street.
And
that new one is packed, by the way. And don't even think about going there the day of a Cubs game unless you want to wait for an hour, because that place is packed.
Right.
John, please ask Phil about favorite brunch establishments around Chicago. Thanks, Danny. We've talked about this before, but throw a couple names.
Yeah, we have. We've talked about brunch, and my colleagues, Grace Wong, put together a really nice brunch roundup that you can find on our website. So I'm stealing ideas from her at this point. And well, I've always liked the brunch at. Good grief, it was one out of my head. Shaw's Crab House. They do a Sunday brunch here and also in their Schaumburg location. I like the protein when I go for brunch. It always amazes me when there are people lining up on the wall, spending all their caloric money,
Right, and they're eating the bread or the salad.
Yeah.
Get away from the potatoes!
Step away from the macaroni, what's the matter with you? There's crab legs over there! And so that's what I do. I go, at Shaw's, I can hit the shrimp, I can hit the crab legs hard, and I can get into the oysters, and that's all I need for just about any meal now that I think about it.
Speaking of protein, for a birthday, my son, we went to Joe Stone Crab this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where that is on your list of Chicago restaurants or steakhouses, but we really had a nice time.
They do a really good job there, and service is really good. And the thing, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm telling people not to dine in there, but their carryout work is so excellent. When you order a carryout, that stuff comes boxed up just perfectly. My wife starts jonesing for stone crab right when the season begins after the summer's over, after the summer's over. And so I usually, for a treat one night, I'll just order some stone crab there. They box it up for me. It's beautiful. And then I take it home and we indulge.
They put some cheese and spinach on an oyster on the half shell. Is that what I was eating? And boy, was that good. I've never had that before. The steaks were terrific. You would expect that. Most of the joints in town will cook you a nice steak. We just thought everything. I had the coleslaw at Joe Stone Crab. I'm a coleslaw guy. I get coleslaw wherever I go. It was really different. They could cut back a little bit on the dressing, but I will order that again, too. John, this is a funny question for you, Phil. What's a good buffet? No one in my family wants the same thing. I don't see you going to buffets. I don't even know where a buffet is anymore.
Well, I just talked about the Shaw's Crab House buffet. The buffets, they can be great. They're usually not my cup of tea. I like something.
Old Country? Do you like the Old Country buffet?
The Old Country? I haven't been to the Old Country buffet in, I'm going to say never. I'm sure it's lovely.
I have been there. It's abodanza. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Will you eat a lot of food that you wish you hadn't eaten? And while you'll love that food, you'll feel bad on the way to your car. I'm telling
you. That's
right.
I don't want... I'd like to postpone that moment of self-loathing as long as I can. And buffets, I always feel like I'm cheating myself if I don't overeat. And I don't want to feel that way.
Has Phil been to Kinship in Evanston? Kinship. K-I-N-S-H-I-P. Kinship. Kinship. Have you been to Kinship?
I have not.
Evanston? Okay. Put that on your list of places to go. Tell us about the Food Bowl.
The Food Bowl is something that the Tribune will be is sponsoring, and we are going to... It's going to be a weeks-long series of events, all food-related festival. Starts around August 8th. Right now, we are taking applications and for people who want to participate. They've done it for 2 years in a row now in L.A. with the L.A. Times. And so we're kind of glomming onto that formula here. And so we'll have some tastings. And the big event toward the end will be a long, multiple night of, you know, being able to come by and drink and eat and have tasting portions of
street
food.
These are events open to the public?
Yeah, most of them. Everything's going to be open to the public. There might be a fee for a lot of them, but yes.
Are they ticketed things? Like if I want to go to a tasting at a restaurant, how do I do this?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's being put together now. What we're trying to do is organize events that are more than just come to this restaurant and we're going to do a three course for you, and because you can do that anytime. We're looking for things that really speak more to the community. Tours of a neighborhood, maybe with different stops.
Oh, I would do a walking eating tour of a neighborhood.
Right, exactly.
Or a walking drinking tour of a neighborhood.
Right.
That isn't the usual beer crawl in Wrigleyville.
Right, or the River North centric, this is where all the food is kind of thing. We don't want that. But we are, and we're looking for some interesting panel discussions too that will be food related and could have a food component attached. But we're hoping for stuff a little more thoughtful. We're looking for chefs and mixologists who want to participate, and we're prepared to sponsor as many as 100 events in the 3 weeks.
Who's
that we'll be doing
this. The Chicago Tribune?
Chicago Tribune.
Okay, so this event is evolving as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for help, ideas, participants, as well as ticketed customers.
We're not talking to
You're
customers
yet.
Just yet. We're trying to figure out who wants to. We're operating under the assumption that a lot of the people in the dining community have ideas that we're not going to think of.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of trying to elicit ideas and events that they would want to participate in rather than us coming up with an idea and saying, hey, you, how about you being
Have the Chew
part
come
of-
to town and sell tickets to that. I don't know. Okay. So whatever the ideas are, what do you want from us? How do people reach out to you with their suggestions?
Well, we're asking that. We're trolling for ideas and proposals right now. Who want to really thoughtful stuff that goes beyond just a regular old tasting. Trying to get people to apply by May 31st at chicagotribune.com/dining. You can find the story that leads to where you can talk to it, or you can call me and I'll talk to you for an hour if you want.
Chicagotribune.com/dining. Find the article there. There's a link to how you can suggest or participate at some level. And then when this 100 event thing happens in the summer, in August, mm-hmm. you're thinking, we'll have to talk more about how us consumers can partake.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. We will. I'm dying to talk about that.
Okay. That's chicagotribune.com/dining for that and all of the reviews from Phil Vitale. Phil, as always, thanks for coming into the studio.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, it's ours.